Chapter 46, The Unknown. Location, above the angel realm. Nimbus shielded his eyes in awe at the new Michael. He was vibrating a radiant golden glow of angel power. The archangel turned his energy down when he noticed Nimbus squinting, then sent a loving vibration through his sweet cauliflower-looking mass. Nimbus turned pink and smiled nervously. What is my job? He braced himself, trying not to float away.
You are to gather all types of clouds and get them to hold their position at their levels.
Me?
Yes, and explain to them their duties.
Well, what are their duties? Nimbus said, squelching his panic, feeling his insides churning all over again.
I will tell you, Nimbus, Michael said calmly. Don't worry, my friend.
This time, Michael reached out and touched Nimbus. The vibration traveled deeply into his mass. Nimbus almost bounced for joy.
Your most important mission will be to gather all the cumulus clouds and divide them into groups, the strongest to the weakest. Then you will take the strongest to the North Pole and await my orders.
How am I to do that? Will you help me?
Taz will help you. He is looking for you.
Taz? You've already talked to Taz?
Yes.
Did you talk to him before Hurricane Ida or after? Nimbus asked anxiously.
I found him looking for you after you disappeared. He was very worried.
Seeing Nimbus's expression, he added,
Taz is good with what happened because he understands your reasons. That is, after I explained what you did.
Nimbus started to dissipate. I'm not sure why I did what I did.
Relax, it's all good. Actually, he's pretty impressed by you. And after I offered him a job and told him that his expertise would be imperative, he came on board.
Nimbus just stared in wonderment, thinking about everything Michael was saying. The Archangel smiled, knowing how Nimbus processed information, and added,
Taz will be your right wingman. I mean, your co-pilot, or whatever clouds call their second in command.
Nimbus still couldn't speak and was silent for quite a while. Michael waited patiently with his eyes closed, soaking in the warmth from the sun. Michael, I have tried my whole life to avoid this kind of action, thinking it was bad and destructive, and now I am called to do the very thing I got kicked out of school for, not to mention all my bad memories. He removed his glasses, held them up and looked through them, and then put them back on. It was horrible what Hurricane Ida was doing, so I just quit my job. But I did put Taz and Tyrone in jeopardy. Nimbus was quiet again, then added, Please, let's not use me as the leader. Seriously, Taz would do a much better job. Michael opened his eyes.
You have been chosen, my friend, not by me, but someone much greater. You have proven that you can lead with your heart and stay in control with your power.
But I was the Nitro.
Yes, you were. I was watching you. Michael glowed a soft pink. And I got a chuckle when there was three of you with Merlin.
That must have been pretty funny. I'm not sure Merlin wanted me to be human.
I'm just glad you decided to rejoin my team.
The green team, right? Nimbus asked.
Yes, of course.
Then Nimbus had an idea. What about the children? They are amazing and innocent. They have a new brain power and can be taught the right values. There is this club.
Nimbus, Michael interrupted. I know where this is going.
No, listen. There are thousands of children that are amazing, and their parents and grandparents are all on board, and they will bring them back to the virtues and values of the human being. Have you thought about that possibility, Michael? Nimbus said, raising his voice.
Yes, my friend, I presented that very idea, but there are not enough positive ones to shift the negative energy. I'm sorry, Nimbus. It's up to us, you and the clouds.
But Michael...
Nimbus, this is really about your fear, isn't it? You were scared of your own thunder because you knew what it could lead to, So you denied it, squelched it, imploded on the inside and became weak and meek.
But the meek will inherit the earth, Nimbus added emphatically.
There will be no earth to inherit. Don't you get it? No offense, Cloudy Brain, Michael teased, and they both chuckled. Nimbus, you know you have become a powerhouse, and actually you love it. It is now time to embrace your true self. Maybe then you will understand what true well-being is.
But what a price, Michael.
For whom? Your perception of thundering and storming is based on the negative. Still, it takes both negative and positive charges to create a storm. The earth needs you, and it needs every single form of cloud to come together.
Michael glided back inside and saw his reflection in the window. He nodded with approval and turned to Nimbus.
The negative forces have already started gaining in strength. We need to get started.
Nimbus took a deep breath. Where am I supposed to gather the clouds again? And weren't you going to explain their duties?
Michael escorted Nimbus towards the door, explaining the duties for each type of cloud. The lenticulars are going to be a challenge, he warned. I would start with them and finish with the strongest cumulonimbus clouds to get them to the Arctic Circle.
Does this mean another ice age? Nimbus asked, floating down the hallway.
No, this will be different.
How?
No snow or freezing, Michael said.
Then what?
Rain.
Rain? Oh, you mean the 40 days and 40 nights scenario?
No, it will only take 48 hours to change the world's entire geography by flooding most of the lands and thinning out all living things so they can better understand the new language, Michael said.
I was afraid there would be fire like the prophecies. I'm so glad I don't have to do the fire thing, Nimbus said and stopped when they reached the threshold.
Michael stopped too.
Not to belabor the point, but what actually caused all this again?
Language, thoughts, the spoken word, the written word, the internet, the social media. Most of mankind was not so kind, Michael said. They had no idea the powerful effects they had with the use of the language. As the power in the language grew over time, so did the energies, which actually shifted the molecules of time. The more inventions, the more communication. The more that was communicated, the more energy was generated. And we had no idea that the computer age would take off and advance so rapidly, especially with the popularity of texting. Since the tones of the voice could not be heard while texting, misunderstandings caused negative reactions, which led to more imbalance. And now, with artificial intelligence accelerating, it has become obvious that the gold diggers and power mongers are programming their AI in a negative way, which is creating a new kind of slavery. That is why the negative voices must be stopped just long enough for the upload.
What if there is a moment of silence across the entire world?
Nimbus, how do you silence a baby's cry?
Drugs? Nimbus said with a wrinkled brow and raised glasses.
Michael smiled gently. We have thought of all possibilities, trust me. The end game has started and there is no turning back.
Michael looked deeply into Nimbus's eyes.
Thank you, my friend, for helping me return to the reason we are here. I was fading in self-pity and forgot my value and place in this amazing stained glass work of art called life. Even the smallest piece of glass is important to complete the work, for without it, that void would be replaced by a stream of blinding light firing through. It would ruin the whole artwork that the creator had created.
But you aren't small, Michael.
Neither are you, Nimbus, neither are you.
Michael started to ascend in a golden light without using his wings.
Now go and convince the smallest how important their participation is to save the world.
Another mission, Michael?
You're final, my dear friend.
Then what will become of me, Michael? He shouted after the archangel.
You will finally understand the statement, I am, and with understanding comes acceptance. Then you will be able to say, I am that, I am.